Are women obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah? As we know, women are generally exempt from positive mitzvot that are caused by time, mitzvot aseh shehazman gerama, while they are equal to men in mitzvot lo ta'aseh, in the mitzvot that we're not allowed to do, but the mitzvot that we need to do, there women are exempt if they are the type of mitzvot that are caused by time, such as the mitzvah of sukkah that comes from year to year, or the mitzvah of lulav, or the mitzvah of shofar. Women are exempt from these types of mitzvot. So what about Havdalah? Is a woman obligated in this mitzvah? So simply based on the rules, women should be exempt because Havdalah is a mitzvah that comes from week to week. However, let's study the mitzvah of Kiddush, which also is a mitzvah that comes from week to week. Are women obligated or are they exempt? Again, based on the rules, they should be exempt. But the Gemara in Berachot says that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush from the Torah just like men. The Gemara asked why. Isn't this a mitzvah aseh shehazman gerama? It comes from week to week. Women should be exempt. Says the Gemara that the mitzvah of Kiddush is an exception. Why? Because there is a pasuk which we learn Kiddush from, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadesho. That pasuk was said by Har Sinai, by the Aseret HaDibrot, Ten Commandments, in Parashat Yitro. The second version of the Aseret HaDibrot, which was said in Parashat Ve'itchanan, there was written. So the pasuk, instead of Zachor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadesho, Zachor means mention, that's Kiddush, it says Shamor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadesho. You should keep the Shabbat. That's referring to the Melachot of Shabbat that we should refrain from doing, which of course women are obligated in all those, just like men. Hazal tell us that this Zachor VeShamor, this pasuk which in one time says Zachor and one time Shamor, was actually said simultaneously. Zachor VeShamor BeDibur Ehad, they were said together, and therefore the Gemara says whoever was included in the commandment of Shamor, which women of course are, because they have to make sure they don't desecrate Shabbat, they are also included in the mitzvah of Zachor, of Kiddush. And therefore, women are obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush, just like men, even though it's a mitzvah aseh shehazman gerama. So what about Havdalah? Well, based on what we learned yesterday, that the Rambam told us that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah from the same pasuk, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadesho. So it would come out that women are also obligated in Havdalah just like Kiddush, because it comes from the same pasuk. That is in fact what the Magid Mishneh says, that women are obligated from the Torah. The Magid Mishneh says, what about those rabbis that say that Havdalah is rabbinical? Would they obligate women as well? Now, it doesn't come from the pasuk Zachor et Yom HaShabbat. But says the Magid Mishneh that when the rabbis made the mitzvah of Havdalah, they patterned it after the mitzvah of Shabbat, of Zachor. So even though it's not the source, but the Chachamim patterned the mitzvah of Havdalah like the mitzvah of Shabbat, and therefore women would be obligated as well, but not from the Torah, but from the Rabbanan. So according to the Magid Mishneh, those who say that Havdalah is from the Torah obligate women from the Torah. And those who say that Havdalah is midirabanan, rabbinical, they will obligate the woman rabbinically. However, there is a third opinion. Rabbi Shimshon, one of the great Baalei Tosafot, says that women are not obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah at all, being that it's a rabbinical mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah of the weekday. It's not a mitzvah of Shabbat. Unlike the Magid Mishneh said, he's comparing it to the mitzvot of Shabbat. He says it's not a mitzvah of Shabbat, it's a mitzvah of the weekday. It's done after Shabbat. So it's a regular mitzvah that comes from week to week during the week. Women are exempt from those mitzvot. And therefore, says the Rash, women are not obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah. So who do we hold like? What is the halacha? Well, Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Resh Tzadivav, Seif Het, Nashim Hayavot Behavdalah Keshem Shehayavot Bekiddush. Women are obligated in Havdalah the same way they obligated in Kiddush. Sounds exactly like the Rambam. Ve'yesh mi sheholek. Shulchan Aruch continues and says, and there are those who argue that they're not obligated. So what do we do when Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions like this? Well, the general rule is that when Shulchan Aruch brings the first opinion as the rule, and then he says, and some argue, we follow the first opinion. Therefore, halakha lemaaseh, women are obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah, just like men. We do not follow the other opinion, even though it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but that's not the halakha. Women are obligated to make Havdalah. The question is, should they make the Havdalah themselves, or should they hear it from others? That we'll be discussing, Be'ezrat Hashem, in the next class. Have a wonderful day.